From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics. On December 22nd, Governor Kathy Hochul nominated Judge Hector LaSalle to lead New York's top court and oversee its sprawling court system. And Judge Edwina Richardson Mendelson was nominated as Chief Administrative Judge. If confirmed, LaSalle would be the first Latino judge to lead the Court of Appeals. Hochul crowed about her picks, and I quote, "New York's Court of Appeals has a long history as a beacon of justice, and Judge LaSalle is an outstanding jurist in that tradition. He has the skills, experience, and intellect to ensure that our highest court is seen as a leader across the country. Judge LaSalle has a sterling reputation as a consensus builder, and I know he can unite the court in service of justice. He has effectively led the largest state appellate court in the country, and in partnership with Judge Richardson Mendelson, I know he will be focused on expanding access to justice for all New Yorkers. Our state courts are more important now than ever when it comes to protecting our rights and upholding New York values, and I know that Judge LaSalle will lead the court in doing just that," end quote. LaSalle has served as the presiding justice of the Second Department since 2021 and is excited about the new job. LaSalle said, and I quote, "I am humbled by Governor Hochul's nomination, and I thank her for this tremendous honor. I am committed to leading the court with integrity and fairness, upholding justice, and protecting the rights of New Yorkers. If confirmed, I plan to appoint the Honorable Edwina G. Richardson Mendelson to serve as Chief Administrative Judge, and I would be honored to work with her to get our courts functioning as efficiently and effectively as possible for the betterment of all New Yorkers," end quote. LaSalle would replace former Chief Judge Janet DeFiore, an appointee of former Governor Andrew Cuomo, who resigned amid a judicial conduct investigation. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Melissa Mano reports in the Times Union that Crossgates Mall will expand hours in 2023 because officials say business is good. Crossgates Marketing Director Jen Smith said, and I quote, "Given the steady increases in traffic we have been seeing at Crossgates prior to and through the holiday season, combined with the pent-up customer demand for more venues to be open earlier in the day and later into the evening, we are excited to offer these expanded hours," end quote. The changes include opening at 10 a.m. instead of 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday and closing at 8 p.m. rather than 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. The new hours begin January 2nd. Some stores within the mall may still keep the previous schedule. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that Play Airlines has suspended daily service between New York Stewart International Airport at Newburgh and Iceland from January 9th through February 16th. The airline says demand for tickets is currently low, but will return flying daily runs between Newburgh and Reykjavik in February. Anyone with a canceled flight can change the date or receive a refund. Currently, Play is the only international carrier using the new Stewart International Arrivals Terminal. And you can read that full story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.